Hey, I want to take the time to say thank you for listening to the pilot episode of Regular Guy Gaming with host Isaac Duncan and co-host Nick Ragnar, or me, Regular Guy Gaming, or RGG, as I like to be known. And you'll find out also with Nick Ragnar, it'll be Ragbag. This show really just holds firm to my idea of that it brings people together. You will see that first it starts out with Ragbag and I just talking, going through, having a good time, going over, and then you'll see people just gradually conjugate in. You know, you'll have Nicholas Melvin, you know, part of the tag team Skittles, coach. Kid Riot steps in and he has a good time. We have a little funny moment there. Richie Sells, who brought a lot to the table with this conversation, especially with talking about, you know, the all-star teams and Madden and so on. I also want to thank Vandy, that was a part of the conversation as well. He really did a good job of talking about wrestler creation and also the wrestling storylines and a lot of the wrestling games you guys see. You guys see them every year. So overall, this pilot episode, I really like it. It brings people together, and that's the point of gaming, to bring us all together. Thank you. All right. Awesome. This is the first ever
inaugural show.
If this gets picked up.
If it gets picked up. I mean, yes. It has to go through the pilot
that
stage.
That is true.
People, I mean, we have to get to the board of directors.
That is true. How many are on the board?
Like 50.
This has got to, now, is it a majority, or is it like a...
Everybody needs to agree. It needs to be, yeah. So
unanimous.
This needs to be really good. Like, you need to kill it, okay?
Today.
Right now. If we're going to actually go through and actually do this, then you need to kill it, Mr. Red Guy Gaming.
Yeah,
right? I got the name right.
You took the debut for me.
The debut, my bad, dude.
Of this, if this is okay, my first podcast was going to be Welcome to Regular Guy Gaming. I have Nick Ragnar in the house tonight.
Yeah, right.
Did I say the last name right?
Yeah, you got it, man.
Got it.
You're
good.
Killing it right now. I know you, but this is weird for me because normally I don't refer to you as Red Guy Gaming.
Like, RGG.
Okay, I like that. Yep. It's not as big of a tongue twister.
But we
know each other a little bit.
Do.
To be honest, you know, we're obviously sitting here after a wrestling show, our voices are a little hoarse. But you know, we're ready to sit down, and for once, we're not talking about wrestling.
Wrestling, yeah. We're going to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to change the gears a little bit. Now, as you know, they may not know, but as you know, I am a huge gamer.
Yeah. So tell me, what is this all about?
So
what are we doing here?
What this podcast is, it's going to be focused on those fans out there who also love gaming. There is a huge community of gamers out there that I would love to tap into, and that I believe that would love to listen to this on the drive to work, on a drive to another show, maybe.
I would, yeah.
I know I would.
Yeah, I would too.
I probably wouldn't listen to this because it's myself and I would beat it up.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And here's the nice thing, and I know... RGG. I like that. That's slick, dude.
I'm online with
Oh, you're going to give your plugs out right now? Are you going to give your plugs
like
out right
Jasmine,
now?
Yeah, Jasmine Duke. I'm going to... wait, is there a time to do the plugs?
Dude, it's your show, man. Do whatever you want to do.
Jasmine Duke or... At 8-Bit Amazon on Twitch, you guys can give her a follow. They call me RGG over there as well. Also, Shayna the Queen of Spades Baszler on Twitch, you can give her a follow. And we all work together. We all Twitch together. That, in turn, would leave also a follow for our Regular Guy Gaming on Twitch as well. I play all kinds of games. Okay.
So I think this is a perfect opportunity,
yes,
right? So obviously, what we want this to be is conversational. But you bring me on. You bring Nikki Duche on. Nick Ragnar, whatever you want to call me. You want to call me Ragbag? That's my gamer
Rag
tag.
Bag.
I use that everywhere.
Wait, what's your gamer tag?
Ragbag.
So you will be called
RAGGBAGG.
Okay.
Bag.
So
that's my gamer tag.
The way I work and the way the community works, the gaming community works, deep in, we call you by your gamer tag.
Uh-huh.
So you will be Ragbag.
I'm Ragbag.
You're Ragbag from here on out.
I love it. I love it.
If the 50 board members if they decide
unanimously vote on to pass this. Then
Ragbag
is making it.
I would almost have to bring you back in just to be like, Ragbag, it happened. And then that's it. And I'll move on to something else.
No, but here's what I'm thinking, right? So I have experience in doing this, but this is the inaugural episode, right?
Yes.
We're talking about gaming here.
That's true.
We want to sell why RGG is the dude hosting this podcast, right?
The reason why
RGG... Why? Like, no, maybe, like, where's your credibility lie, man? Like, why? What? You, I mean, anybody could just be like, I like playing Super Mario Bros. Mm-hmm. I like playing Ping or Pong, whatever the fuck that game's called. Oh, I'm sorry, is this going to be an explicit thing? Are we doing explicit or
now not? It's mature, fuck it. Go ahead, now it's mature.
So that's what I'm saying, though. But so, like, where does your credibility lie, man?
That's a very good question. My credibility lie is I am a former QA analyst working with Blizzard and Activision. I worked on the game. I will name drop. Let me pick it back up real quick. But in saying that, I have literally worked with some of the top titans of this industry. No exaggeration. You can look for my name at the ending credit scenes on that. I worked on Zombies. I did a lot of work with Zombies, making sure the hits were right, making sure I also was what is called a platformer. And as a platformer, your job is to... I'm getting really nerdy right now. My job as a platformer is, as you know, in Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, they have what's called gravity grenades, they also have the boost jump. And the boost jump, hold on real quick. All right, so the boost jump.
We're in the middle of a bar.
But I will say, hold on one second. Go one second over there. That's RGG though. RGG don't play around. You think Isaac is worse? RGG is worse.
Oh man, you just broke the fourth wall.
Now
I'm just be searching you up, Rat sending bag. You fan mail.
I know.
That's how it goes.
All right, so in doing that, my job was to figure out a way to break their game. And in doing that, the reason why, if you go look at Regular Guy Gaming and you look at on my YouTube channel called Diablo Sploits, you'll see that I figured out a way to bug their game to make multiples of what I have in my inventory.
Sure.
I figured out how to do it over a long process, okay? Sure. By using the other controller, messing with the save, messing with the different colors.
This is console we're talking
about. This is console, yes. Not on PC. Good question.
Modding bullshit.
Yeah,
right?
No modding. You can't do that. No. You can mod it, actually, if you take from the PC and then you port it over to the PS3 or the Xbox.
But that wasn't what you were doing. You were able to exploit it straight up on the disc.
That was very good observation right there. I was straight up on the disc, able to take their own coding and put it against them, and I was able to double anything I wanted.
Sure.
So I was basically godly in that game. Sure. And then I put out how to do it. It got thousands of views, and then they themselves got a hold of me and asked me how I did it.
Now we're getting some visitors here.
Some visitors.
On the inaugural version.
This is my inaugural show here. And we're going to call it Red Guy Gaming.
You know, I had you on my show. This is...
That was a while ago, though.
We're just circle jerking each other's shows right now, is what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
You can follow me at jmikes90.
Get out of here, get out.
By the way, 9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah, go on.
He's killing the town. He's killing the town.
We're going there. The best game on planet Earth right now is...
Look at us get quiet.
It's definitely got to be... Super Mario Brother Returns.
Get the hell out of here.
Melee.
Leave this
place.
Are you
never
dude, back. Dude.
She never had a chance with Peach, man.
Dude, get the hell out. Dude.
She's so great.
He apparently hasn't played Horizon. It's not even the best game right now.
Oh my good God. If you would have said
I almost fought him.
What the hell is that? Luigi the Mansion.
Luigi Mansion?
I would have lost my shit.
Are
you going to stick up for it right now?
I'm going to tell you right now. I hated it so much, I ended up loving it.
What the hell? That doesn't even make sense.
Luigi's Mansion was shit.
Doesn't even make sense.
Way.
Yes, this guy knows right here. He understands
so,
it.
We agree that Luigi's Mansion was shit. Now, in saying that, my credentials, I am also a top fight gamer by playing Street Fighter, by playing... I'm stuttering now because we got my buddy Richie over here doing some signs and they're trying to mess me up right now. But
what's Richie's gamer tag? What's Richie's gamer tag?
Are you okay with us saying it? What's your gamer tag?
Morbid Wrestler.
Morbid Wrestler. He's Ragbag. Your gamer tag.
My gamer tag is Manny316.
Now here's the thing. This is how close and you guys, check me if I'm wrong here. We are all friends.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I watch what you guys play all the time. You play an assortment of games.
I play a lot.
You're
of games.
Usually on W on wrestling. You're usually playing wrestling. You watch a lot of Netflix and YouTube.
And porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of porn.
Well, lots of porn. Lots of porn, that too.
The Pornhub app. We got an audience over here.
So, we got an audience right now. So, actually, since we have this many people here, what is the best wrestling game on earth? You and I already know this answer.
No Mercy.
No Mercy.
Okay. All right.
I will say though that WCW versus NWO Revenge, not yes. World Tour, but Revenge.
Revenge. That is what that final. That was the catalyst to No Mercy.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, actually, WrestleMania 2000, wasn't it?
No, it was WrestleMania 2000 was the catalyst to No Mercy.
It went World Tour, then it went Revenge, then it went 2000, then it went No Mercy. What? Shut up, keep talking.
We're doing a podcast and you're trying to jerk me off.
Oh, are you really doing a podcast?
Yes.
Yes, that's... This is...
This has now become a mature podcast now.
It started out as a PG. Yes, then PG. It went to like PG-13.
Yeah.
Then it went to R and now it's like X or something.
It is like X-rated now.
People are getting jerked
off. But as far as games that I play actually on the PlayStation, I play Mafia 3 a lot.
Mafia 3 is good. Yeah. They drop a lot of N-bombs.
It's a good game.
Yeah, I love that game.
Fire Pro Wrestling, best wrestling game in the world.
The new one just
really?
Yeah, Fire Pro Wrestling is the best wrestling game in the world.
You're gonna go get it? I know it's out. I fucking know it's out.
No, no.
It's not the best wrestling game of all time.
No, yes, it is. I can't explain to you why. It was ahead of its time. It was ahead of its time.
I don't give a shit if it's ahead of its time. It doesn't matter.
Try it.
Best wrestling game in the world because Fire Pro Wrestling.
And the second.
And that's next to impossible.
When it comes to United. No, hold up. When it comes to United States, the best wrestling game of all time is No Mercy. Okay? When it comes to the world, it's Fire Pro Wrestling.
Oh, nice.
Everyone knows
it. I mean, you could even say United States. It's been in the United States.
Yeah, just recently. It took forever to try it.
It's been out for many, many years.
PS2 had Fire Pro Wrestling.
But it took a while to get that, though. When they went out, they went out. You had to go.
I'm a young man, Isaac.
I think it depends on where you come from, because for gameplay, like, I don't know. I just always like No Mercy's mechanics. Maybe you like playing... You know, Fire Pro, because you can make the entire New Japan roster from 1976.
You get to make any move you want. You can create yourself. You can do anything you want. Yes.
You have booking power. You have all that.
Now, what I will say, I hate to say this, on No Mercy, who was everyone's favorite character? Because I know a name is going to come up from one of us.
Rikishi.
Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit was mine too.
It was
Chris Benoit. We got one.
He didn't just pin people; he killed them.
He killed them in the
epic foreshadowing.
That's a spoiler.
Was that one of the storylines that you could play in No Mercy?
You actually could.
That makes me remember what is it? SmackDown versus Raw 2006, the year after Eddie Guerrero died.
Yes.
You had to do the Buried Alive match against Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah.
When I was playing that, I was like, oh my God, why would they leave this in here?
Why didn't they not?
It was like a month after.
Okay, we're going on 10 years later. We still can't say that name.
Oh, no.
It's been 10 years. I'm talking about
Chris Benoit.
I couldn't even say No Mercy without him ruining that game.
I don't think he was on
the hardest difficulty. He was the most difficult character.
It's because his technicality was turned to like 10, so he could do everything. Let me hit a snap suplex.
If you wanted to know you were good, you put it on the hardest mode and you put yourself up against Chris Benoit. That's how you knew if you were good in that game. Mm. A lot of fun.
Better if you didn't throw your freaking controller at the...
chuck it at the TV.
What's the battle royal they have you do to unlock characters?
Oh, I remember that. To get Andre the Giant.
You had to do that.
Yeah.
The Godfather's Hoes.
I know. I mean, I was so good at that, I never had to worry about it.
They had some weird ones.
And Mae Young, you had to spend a lot of money, actually, to get Mae Young.
Is that what it was?
I think she was like a million... Was it dollars? Was it? You had to pay for your moves.
It was survival, or something like that.
Yeah, you had to,
that's what it was for the Battle Royale thing, yeah.
And then you have the SmackDown Hotel, whatever it's called, and you go to bank.
SmackDown Hotel!
Yeah.
Oh, that game was
good. I love
that
they included for, like, when you create wrestlers, and in these faces, like, peak ass.
Yes.
I just want to create, like, me.
Do you remember before, when it was in WWF No Mercy, their Was it? There was no Goldberg. You had to create Goldberg. Yeah, but they had all his moves, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because, well, the game was evolved off of the WCW game. Yeah. They had all the WCW.
Except for there was no Goldberg. Yeah, yeah, but you could do all this stuff.
You could do all of his moves.
So you could create. They even had the. They had everything.
Yeah.
And you could create Goldberg.
Yeah, those games were. Those games were.
Those games were so much fun.
I was a big fan of Here Comes the Pain, actually. It was one of my favorites.
You were. Oh, Here Comes. SmackDown.
SmackDown, Here Comes
the Pain. SmackDown was one of my. Oh, that was great.
That was when I really thought they started taking off the WWE. Games they started taking
you know
off,
what
like,
though they had a game planned WWE
well hold on the technical WWE. Side that's the first time that they introduced the lane in between combos to switch into grappling.
Yeah,
so I as the technical side, that was why I loved that, because then they added so that in. It wasn't anymore. But it was like, okay, and then if you timed it right, you could really, you know, hurt the other opponent. Sure. So that was a lot of
they
fun.
Had a plan in 2001 going in 2002 before the N64 was done, and they brought in the whatchamacallit, the GameCube.
Yep.
They had planned WWF Backlash, which would have been a sequel to No Mercy.
Oh my God.
Is that
they
right?
Were like 35% completed with the game. And
they went under.
They went under.
Was it QA? No. THQ, and then they got bought out. I don't remember by who, and no one has done anything with that property. Could you imagine that?
That's what I'm saying. It's just sitting there.
People like us today.
Damn, dude, just update the graphics. Give me a new roster and I'll play that game to death.
I would play that. I would.
Yeah.
But see, this is why I want to do this podcast. Because even though we did talk about wrestling, we literally just talked about video games. And it brings people together from all kinds of walk of life. And that's what Evo is, where I was just at. All people from Japan, people from South America, people from everywhere. Video games brings people together, and we all have one common goal: to beat the game or see the coolest thing. Very rarely are we against each other in that world. So this is one of the reasons why.
You literally just went there to go fight other people in another game. What are you talking about?
What I'm saying is by not necessarily going against each other, as the other human being, I'm not actually against you. It is character and character. What about your character that you don't know that I don't know? Because right after that's done, we're shaking hands and we're telling each other.
If I play Madden online, I fucking hate that dude on the other.
Yeah, no, see, that's the thing about in my world, we see the opponent. We're face to face. So you know how online, it's like, I hope you die and I hope your family dies, right?
Yeah.
When someone does something. When they're sitting there and you've got a camera in your face and you're being streamed and there's like 20-some thousand people watching and a dude is beating your ass, in your mind you're thinking, I want to stab you. I want to shank you a little bit underneath. But instead, what do? You let your hair out, hit your chest, go ooh, and you make 2017 Evo's funny moments of the year.
I mean, like for me though, it's kind of hard to do that because like with Mario Party, you're definitely against the other person.
Well, first off, you're drunk, so there's gonna be
my 8-year-old won't let me throw shells at him, and it's stupid. Well, there's no agreement.
No.
People make agreements, and okay, here's one thing.
He didn't make it with me. I'm not in on that.
It's a family thing. You gotta respect it. One thing. Do we all agree on one thing? You guys really aren't do you guys play fighting games?
Yeah.
Coach, are we leaving?
In like five.
This is an amazing thing so far. Right? I love it, right?
Because exactly what the best part about a podcast is. Yeah.
Do you guys do the thing?
Coach.
Where you don't let car keys, damn it, car keys, so I can say this part.
I'm sorry, Mara, but you're not trying.
It's all right.
Oh, it's broke the fourth wall. Broke the fourth wall.
It's RGG. This dude in Birkins, do you have a rule where your buddy can't pick a character? Pick a team?
No, dude, it's about confidence, though. If we're playing Madden, well, you want to be the Patriots, I'll pick the Browns.
Whoa.
No Michael Vick.
That's bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that is bullshit.
Okay, wait.
That's
bullshit. Let's say so
everyone
can hear.
You're picking all Madden every time.
No Madden team either.
No.
All right, so let's re-say that so everyone can hear, because everyone talked over each other. In a situation like that, in Madden, what's the thing?
The all Madden team is off limits always, because that's
why?
Just the, because
why
it's the best of everybody.
But you have to play on the all Madden level.
Gimmick.
awesome.
You can't play,
but imagine if,
like,
if you
rookie,
were Alex's side.
You gotta play all man low.
What?
Okay. We were considering
his side
hoe. Because with our reads, it's even playing field.
I think it worked out really good.
It's not even playing field. We're all getting the same benefits.
If everyone plays it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we don't do the all Madden team.
You take care.
That's what I'm talking about. The all Madden team where you got the best of
or
the
any
best.
Of the Legend teams. We are not allowed any.
Yeah,
of
that's BS.
Like 85 Bears.
So you can't do Legends versus other Legends?
Well, yes, that's a special. You can do that. You can, like, if people are like, hey, I want to play 85 Bears, like, okay, I'm going to do the Steel Curtain. But you can't.
Or the
like,
or the 72 Dolphins.
Oh, wait. So they have stats then. There's stats involved here then.
Dude,
I've never
it's like
played
if you
a sports
go back
game.
And play Here Comes the Pain, if you pick Brock Lesnar, you're a total
Oh,
fullback.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, dude,
yeah.
Hits a clothesline on
anybody
in that
game. No. The Rock could stop that. The Rock could stop that. The Rock was one of the best characters in Here Comes the Pain SmackDown.
Not better than Brock Lesnar.
Yes, he was.
Not even remotely close.
Not even close,
dude. No way.
His reversal ability was absolutely amazing. The Rock had the ability to chain into grappling off his hits better than anyone else.
Yeah, because he did that rolling around.
He would do that. Yes, he did. He could go boom, boom. You wait a second. Because Brock Lesnar, the animation of this.
Oh, yeah.
There is this. That is called frame data. When you know the frame data, you can easily reverse that.
Yeah, but Brock has like 17 grapple moves that are like 100 bajillion damage.
But
like, he kills anybody he bats.
But he was slow on startup. Meaning he has to.
I've talked to you about this before with
yes,
the whole frame data
yes.
bullshit. I'm telling you right now,
yeah.
If you pick Rock and I pick Lesnar, I'm gonna whoop your
no,
ass.
No, you're
in
not,
because
I know the frame data.
Oh my god,
I know.
See this.
Let's go get a console. All right,
we need a Nintendo 64.
What was it like, Madden 06 or whatever?
Those are different. Those are different.
We always had the rules. No Vic.
Vic was total ass in those
two
games. Told
like,
bullshit.
Why?
And because
NBA.
He murdered dogs.
He was like 99 speed.
With LeBron and then Miami.
He's like 99 speed.
Yeah,
so
I was
you
like,
snap
how is this fair?
You just
yeah.
run
yeah.
out.
You have like
17
feet in the range
and
you
overall.
It's a touchdown. Anybody beat you.
It's a 65-yard touchdown every time you scrambled with him. Like, you couldn't stop him.
I did love, though, playing.
And then he murdered a bunch of dogs.
I did love playing.
And then
you
got off the games. I was happy with it.
I'm trying here, guys. Stay with me here.
We're losing it.
No, we're not losing them. They're trust me, they're enjoying all this chaos going on, especially
what
he just said.
We're
yeah, this
I
is
know. Oh god, my, I hope I didn't ruin it.
If the 50 people go on, this is my first podcast called Red Guy Gaming.
Oh wow, I didn't know.
Yeah.
The continue the discussion about OP teams and OP players and games, like the Miami Heat in NBA 2K, I think it was like 13. Like LeBron James and that team is OP as hell. But I did love playing against my roommates in college. Because there was one that was really cocky and it's like, oh, I'll take Charlotte and still beat you.
And you got him.
And I killed him.
With Kendall Walker.
Got him. And then I say, hey.
Got him.
I say, hey, I'll take the freaking Bobcats and beat you with them against the Heat. And I beat him with the Bobcats against the freaking Heat.
Well, and then now in NBA Live, you can actually be a WNBA team and
what?
Beat him. Yeah, they have WNBA teams in NBA Live now. Yeah, and the new NBA Live 18,
yep.
There's going to be WNBA teams.
Wow.
My buddy, before he retired.
I'm just going to play as the Sparks the whole time.
Used to be Reggie Miller. Like, before he retired was Reggie Miller, and he could beat you with anybody. Like, as long as Reggie Miller.
Why do they,
he just sit
why do they
the
put these characters in the game?
What characters?
Well, you guys are. This is extremely. For example,
is this out of your element a little bit here, bud?
You guys are way out. I don't play sports games.
Oh.
I know some are like, well, regular guy gaming. I stick within my realm of fighting games, adventure games,
sure.
First person shooters,
right.
You know, RPGs.
You get
person.
That in NBA. You know, you can actually suplex players now. And
can you?
No.
Oh,
I was going to say, I'll get up in there.
He was about
to I did play NBA
you
Jam.
Like, I haven't got a brand.
I did play NBA Jam.
I still
but NBA Jam was awesome.
I loved being being Clinton,
he's
President
on fire.
Clinton.
Blitz the league.
Yeah, Blitz the
league.
Blitz,
that was
a good,
you could
game.
Be Raiden and Sub-Zero in that.
Could you? No, you couldn't.
What? Yes, you could. Look it up. Fact check me on your phone.
I'm not going to do that.
No, it's too much.
We're gonna
there was
you.
So much convincing that you just gave me. I trust you now.
Yeah,
I'm going to need to go rent that game though and try to play as those
you could play
like,
Raiden
and
Sub-Zero.
Blitz 1 was really good. Blitz 2 was glitchy as horrible. Yeah. It is crap. Yeah.
All right, so since I have you guys all here and now you know that we're doing a podcast, one at a time.
20
what is the? Good. What is the? Yeah, we got 10 minutes left. What is the one thing... The one thing about a game that turns you off, we'll start with my actual guest. What's your gamer?
Ragbag.
Ragbag. We'll
wait,
start
wait, wait, wait. Yeah, what's your gamer tag, man?
Yeah.
Melvin
329.
Dumb as shit.
Melvin 329.
Yeah,
it's
Melvin
329.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. Ragbag. What's the one thing about a game that either irks you, a same mistake you keep seeing, or something that makes you go, why?
Farting.
Farting. Yeah, I hate farting in video games.
You must love Oddworld.
When it comes to me in video games, it's all about storytelling, man. Like, I need a video game to be very cinematic. So if it's storytelling driven, but the voice acting is total ass, then I can't play a video game.
So Final Fantasy X?
Yeah,
Final Fantasy.
But I grew up with that game.
You knew what I was talking about.
Damn, that game is fucking.
It was fun.
But I grew up with it. Oh my god, that game was great, though.
I loved it. Obviously, I didn't grow up with that. I grew up with Final Fantasy VII, where you had to make up the voice in your head.
Yeah.
But that voice acting was horrible, but the game was great.
Bye, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
We'll catch you later. Nice to see you.
So for you, bad voice acting.
Bad voice acting. But I will say Final Fantasy X, quite possibly, just for the influence, top 10 games I've ever played in my entire life.
Yep, I'll give you that. Gamer tag.
Vandy316.
Vandy316. Horrible gamer tag. What's your thing about a game that can turn you off?
Anytime I have to play with Red Guy Gaming, it's a really
tough one. Oh!
By the way, that's a great gamer tag. You know, I think the worst is like with wrestling games where they're like, oh, we got a great roster, but the gameplay is the same crap.
Okay.
So they sell you the roster, and like, hey, we got Goldberg. We got Sting this year. Hell, we got Kurt Angle.
It's the Madden theory.
I'll tell you.
Not a single Madden game has changed in 100 years.
But they all
got updated
until
teams.
Until this year.
Okay, but until then, you know what I'm saying.
I can't play WWE because the commentary is such garbage.
They got new commentary finally.
Well, new guys? Yeah. Or is it the same guys?
Corey Graves, Byron Saxton, and Cole.
For 18.
Okay. Okay. Did you have one or did he take it?
Well, mine goes past the wrestling. Like,
good to see you, man.
I need a good
take care, brother.
I need a good story mode. Like,
see you, man.
Like,
good to see you.
I miss SmackDown 2, where you could just
be
a wrestler and work the roster and be a person and work up the cards. Now it's like, so either they don't have a story mode at all, or they put you in a super restricted, suffocating one that's kind of lame in the first place, or just balls difficult that you don't even care. And so, like, yeah, I get sick of it not changing from year to year to year.
Same storyline.
Like, from UFC 1 to UFC 2.
Yes.
I was just so bonkers mad.
Yeah.
And then, like, UFC 1 had a glitch, and I don't know how you get, like, at least for my Xbox, you didn't age. Like, how did you forget not to make my fighter become not 21 after 35 fights? How do you forget that? Who are you paying to do this? So, like, that kind of stuff, and then just, like, Madden, like, all right, they're like, we're going to reinvent the wheel, and now you can be a player. I'm like, okay, that was 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
I need new. Like, and I get it's hard, but, like, if I'm going to spend $50 to $60 bucks every year, I need new.
It took them, like, 10 years to make freaking one-arm sleeves for the players, for God's
sake. So, if we had to break it down, repetitiveness is an issue that you have.
Yes.
Repetitiveness of the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Morbid Angel.
Morbid wrestler.
It's morbid wrestler. What is the one thing that you can say that turns you off to a video game?
Well, let's continue on the path of wrestling games. One thing I hate is when I'm creating my character, me, to look like me. You know, I'm a bigger guy. I like to make my guy into a bigger guy.
Mm-hmm.
But once you make your guy, like, expand your stomach and your waist and stuff like that, like, you see bits of skin poking out of your clothing.
It's disproportionate.
And, like, the belt gets absorbed inside you.
Yes.
And I hate that. It's like, is there nothing you can do to fix that?
That's called clipping, and that's the problem with the polygons. I can talk about that. Or no, don't.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
No, he was like, that's going too far.
It's your show, I guess.
Never mind. That's a difficult thing to fix.
I have a quick.
It's irritating, too.
The way they're pushing the new systems, like, I don't have the money. I didn't have the money for to buy the brand new Xbox One. So like, but I did have the money to buy the brand new SmackDown from last year or whatever. So I buy it, and then I find out like all these awesome screenshots and everything and things I heard don't exist. Like the story mode I thought I was buying is only for Xbox One and not Xbox 360.
So wait.
2K16. Yeah, that happened with 2K16, and that really pissed me off.
2K16 didn't have story mode on the Xbox One, on the Xbox 360, but on the Xbox One they did.
So to close us out here, I'm gonna bring up something here. Welcome. What do you play games?
This has been the most dysfunctional
podcast ever. I'm never getting. Do you see why I said 30 minutes? So I just wanted to do 30 minutes. Okay, so to close it out. See you later, man. See you later. Honestly, I'm just gonna say thank you. Thank all of you guys for randomly joining in.
Thanks for not kicking me out.
Yeah, no problem. It's gaming. I wanted this to prove a point. Just gaming in general, we were allowed to go in many different directions.
We just go get beer and we just do this without recording because this is pretty fun.
Well, of course. I just want to hit that.
Bring so many people 30 together, minute though, mark,
but you're about 20 seconds away.
You only do like fighting games, shooting games. I've never played a shooting game. I don't play them at all.
I hate first person.
But we
shooters.
All got together, even though we don't even play the same kind of game.
Because it's like, exactly
still all this, like back and the forth. Genres are still interlocked.
For example, I'm sure they have an RPG element within football now. Can you customize your characters?
Yes. Oh yeah, you build your teams after seasons. Yep. You make them your own.
You can play the high school playoffs now to get a ranking for you can go on to a college. Then play your college game. Upload him to.
You're playing for XP at that point. You're building XP.
Yeah, you can play experience.
XP for those that don't know means experience. All right.
Everyone knows that.
So you can now play your guy.
I guarantee you, there's going
to
be one dude listening.
If you don't know what XP is and you're listening to a gaming podcast, you're a fucking idiot. Okay,
I'm taking that back. I'm looking at the phone. I'm taking back from no. You're ragbag. That would sound like something you would say.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? You don't know me.
Ragbag. I don't know you, but ragbag. If I saw ragbag at the top, I'd be like, I want to beat this guy.
Fucking asshole.
You know my favorite. I try to play online. Like I don't play that often.
I'm online monster.
And got destroyed.
Yep.
And then I left the game because he was doing like six finishes in a row and is like a custom finisher.
Yeah.
It's like nine moves long each time. So I just leave, right? And then like I get a message in the inbox and all. So, LOL. Yeah, and I was LOL, like, LOL, I just LOL. Had a good laugh.
You were so defeated. Manhood, you're like, son of a bitch. How am I gonna recover from this?
I was like, you know what? He wasn't even a jerk about it. I laughed even. I was like, that's fair enough. I should have never put my dog in that fight.
See, I'm the guy that I play Call of Duty, but I'm a total ass when it comes to Call of Duty. Like, I go 5
this
and 20,
is what I want to
but
hear.
I talk major fucking shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I'm the guy that's like, I'm like, you motherfuckers suck.
Exactly.
I fuck your moms, and they check the score, and they're like, Ragbag guys only has one fucking kill and 20
your
deaths.
Your kill ratio. They're like, dude, your kill-death ratio is not even...
They don't even talk shit back.
You're not even at one.
They're just like, I don't even know what to say to this motherfucker.
Now, is your kill-death ratio above one?
It's probably 0.8.
Yeah. That's still good. That's a 1-to-1 almost.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
I have it. Look on my thing. Look on my Red Guy Gaming on YouTube. A kill death ratio of 5.
Oh, so you're this motherfucker that everybody's like, oh, here's this.
You're the kid. You're the guy being Korean.
Ruined it for all of us gamers.
We're all regular gamers. I just happen to be a little bit better, but no. So
maybe you're one of those dudes that I'm shit talking about. Look at this motherfucker. Just
so were you that asshole that did the 9 finishers to me? Like,
yeah, pretty much. Because if we can, we will. I started going, you guys know Capture the Flag.
Yeah.
I started going in circles. And what I noticed is my team started following me. Guys, go watch this clip on Red Guy Gaming. It is called on YouTube. Oh, it is a shameless plug. Watch my Destiny one. I have one where I am thrown through the air. I throw a sticky grenade on one dude and finish off the other guy as I hit the ground. They both blow up.
I don't want to hear this.
Place.
I don't want to listen to you brag about how good you are at fucking Call of Duty, you nerd.
I barely know how to log on to the internet.
What's a Wi-Fi?
Unless it's defined.
I don't know what that is.
To be honest, I'm actually a total asshole on Call of Duty to compensate for my terribleness at it.
I don't know how to change the little picture that represents me so it's still a princess girl.
All right.
I'm not kidding.
All right, once again, thank you guys very much. I really appreciate this. This is a test. So if you hear this, I made it.
You made it.
I made it. And then the next one will probably be doing a review of a game. But other than that,
it's gonna suck way worse than this.
Thank you.
Because I won't be on it.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And thank you.
I'll just kick your ass.
All right, guys. This is Red Guy Gaming. And here are some of your sponsors.
Penis.
Did I say that right?
Fucking awful. Terrible.
How do I do it? God.
It's done.
Hello, wrestling fans. Colt Cabana coming to you live from the 1 Hour Tease Arena in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. The pro wrestling action has been great so far. As you can see, Joey really dominating the ring so far. There's a beautiful belly-to-back suplex. And looks like Joey's shirt has been ripped.
What's up with that? You ripped my shirt.
Let's go check an instant replay, see exactly what happened. There you can see Joey's shirt ripped from the collar, and that's not good when you're trying to wear your pro wrestling t-shirt.
Man, you ripped my shirt. It's my only shirt. Joey.
Hey, it looks like Ryan from 1 Hour Tees just threw Joey Ryan a brand new t-shirt.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Tees.
ProWrestlingTees.com, over 3,000 wrestling t-shirts designed and sold by pro wrestlers. Wrestlers such as Steve Austin, CM Punk, Macho Man, Mick Foley, DDP, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Scott Hall, Ted DiBiase, Colt Cabana, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, and the entire Bullet Club. All stores owned by pro wrestlers. Support pro wrestling today and visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
Hey, this is Dave Dynasty from the Dave Dynasty Show. Hey, check out our weekly podcast where you get my take on wrestling headlines. I answer listener questions, and I interview your favorite independent wrestling stars. You can find us at www.davedynasty.com or look up The Dave Dynasty Show on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Thanks for your support.
Tune into the Indie Power Rankings reveal every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, Filling the Void Radio Network. You can also subscribe to Filling the Void Radio Network on iTunes. Give a follow to the Indie Power Rankings on Twitter at Indie Power Ranking, no GS, Instagram at Indie Power Rankings, on Facebook, facebook.com/IndiePowerRankings. You can also go to the website where you can see the top 10 for the week, the tag team top 5, anything else independent wrestling related, Indie Power Rankings, IPR.wordpress.com.
Yeah, that escalated quickly. I mean, that went from what I thought was going to be a PG show to now an R-rated show. But that's okay. You know, I'll follow where the people go. We had a great time. That was a lot of fun. Ragbag killing it. You know, having a great time talking about No Mercy, going back to those days. Had a great time talking about Madden. And just me, a learning experience for me, learning about the sports game genre in general, you know. So it was a lot of fun, great learning, a lot of laughs. We had a really good time. So I'd like to take this time to thank Nick Ragner. Thank you very much, co-host. You know, thank you for giving me this opportunity. Make sure, hey, he's Ragbag, guys, on YouTube. He's getting started. And it's really good stuff. You guys got to hear his man scream. It's absolutely hilarious. Check him out, Ragbag, on YouTube. Really, and also, I mean, you know this already. You should. If you're listening to this show, you have already heard the other one, Grapple Talk. You know, listen over there at Grapple Talk with Nick Ragner. You got Jesse Von Rudin. And then you got Alex Riley on the interviews there. So make sure to give them all a check. I'd like to thank Nicholas Melvin, Coach. You know, check him out on Facebook. Check Coach out on Coach Burns. Check him out on Facebook. Let me tell you something. Coach Burns is a great guy. Great worker in the ring. He's a dark horse. You don't see it coming, but you get in the ring with him and it's like, holy cow, this guy is great. I want to thank Kid Riot. He has given me so many ideas in my career. I have stolen so much from him and it has gotten me so far. So make sure you guys give Kid Riot a follow on Facebook, and then go to me because, you know, I love stealing his stuff. He used to train me at one point in time in my career, then turned into a really good buddy, and just overall a guy I really look up to, Richie Sells, or the Morbid Angel. make sure to give the Morbid Angel, the Morbid Wrestler, a follow on Facebook and a like. This guy is currently the RWA Heavyweight Champion. You know, he is kicking butt right now. You know, this guy is doing it, and he's tearing it up right now in RCCW as well. So make sure you give him a follow. Also, Vandy. Vandy was a lot of fun. Boy, did he make it very clear how he felt about the storylines when it comes to the WWE 2K games. That was just a lot of fun. Listening to that was fun. Same moveset, you know. Same moveset and you know, it's like change up the moves a little bit. I get what you're saying. But guys, don't forget, Vandy's got the Vandy blog. Check out the Vandy blog. It is a lot of fun. Make sure you follow him. You know, Jason Michaels, you know, that's I honestly one of the best from I've seen in the Midwest, one of the best managers out there. He really is right now. I mean, you get on the mic with, if you get caught, if you find yourself on the other end, And you've got Jason Michaels on the other side, don't try and have a word war with him because you're going to lose. Last but not least, Regular Guy Gaming, me, RGG. Make sure you give me a follow at RGG. I was going to say RGG. RegularGuyGaming.com. That's where you'll find out some of my reviews, like some of my gaming highlights and stuff like that. Also, follow me on Regular Guy Gaming on YouTube. I have 3 years of... No, I have about 2 years of material and content that you guys can just watch, binge watch, get caught up on. Follow me also on Red Guy Gaming on Twitter, you know, if you want gaming news. You know, like I just went to Evo. I updated a lot of pictures, if you guys are aware. You know, biggest fighting game tournament in the world. A lot of the popular people there. You know, if you want to see them, I got to hang out with Austin Creed. Austin Creed, you guys know Xavier Woods, but generally in gaming world, he goes by Austin Creed. But overall, thanks again. Thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to Regular Guy Gaming. Thank you very much.